Ocala Municipal Magistrate hearings for code violations. We're going to try to take up everybody that's here, ignoring the cases that aren't here, and come back to those later, so we'll do that in just a second. Do we have any changes to the agenda from the way it was handed out?
No.
Okay.
Your Honor, I believe that one case, unless you got a new agenda this morning, may have been removed. COM 110211. If you had the older agenda, it was on page nine. Donald Wickham and Louisa Wickham, Georgia Banking Company.
Yeah, I think I have the new version.
Okay, then you're good.
Okay, fine. I've reviewed the minutes as prepared by the secretary, and they're adopted. Madam Secretary, I think we need to swear in our officers.
Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, and will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Kind of in the order of arrival here at the meeting hall, I think, is the City of Ocala versus Taylor Bean, case COM 11-0354. Alleged weeds and dangerous buildings. What do we got here?
Good morning, Your Honor. Chip Rich, the City of Ocala. I'm duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement. About 30 years of law enforcement experience, been manager here for 3 years, and I'll be presenting cases this morning. If it pleases the magistrate, we would proceed with COM 110354, Taylor Bean Whitaker Mortgage Corp., Levy Farkas, President. Location within the City of Ocala at 1422, 1424, 1426 North Magnolia Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. It's a single parcel ID number 25859-000-00. Legal services obtained 312 and 14 of 2011 for the NOV, 41920 2011 for the NOH. We posted the property on 39-2011 for the NOV and on 414-2011 for the NOH. We've got structural inspections in the case file, three separate inspections, all of them came back dilapidated. We've included the SunBiz report, and we're requiring a demo or repair permit to do activity at this location. I have included the photographs in your presentation, and also I have included the structural evaluations. Yeah, I don't know where you want to start.
Technical question. The owner of record, is it both Mr. Farkas and the company, or is it just the company? Who's our defendant?
If I look at the records in the property appraiser's office, which is what we're supposed to go by.
Correct.
And I've also included a copy of the SunBiz report. Let me go to the property appraiser. The property appraiser shows Taylor Bean and Whitaker Mortgage Corporation.
Okay, so Mr. Farkas is not a respondent.
Just in that he was.
He was the officer of the respondent.
Yes, sir. That's
okay.
The.
Okay, let me get down to our photos here and map so I can get my brain wrapped around what piece of property we're talking about.
This is a single piece of property that comprised of what is commonly referred to as the Magnolia Inn on North Magnolia Avenue, across from the Taylor Bean and Whitaker Corp.
Oh, that's that kind of cubic wooden structure, two stories?
Yes, sir. That
I'm familiar with it, yes.
And the two residential structures behind it. Mm-hmm. All three structures are on one single property. They've all obviously been harvested of any valuables, including all of the electrical and plumbing. The city has concerns here in that the structures are unsecure and in dilapidated condition. We did speak with Taylor Bean representation here this morning just before this proceeding, and we may have arrived at a form of an agreement that kind of complies with our staff recommendation, but I'll let him speak for them.
Why don't we speak with him before we go through the whole evidentiary hearing and see how agreeable he is or isn't. Mr. Futch, if you'd like to come forward and tell us what the company has to say about this situation.
Sure. Bill Fudge, 610 Southeast 17th Street, Ocala, Florida. I was retained late yesterday afternoon to appear at the hearing on behalf of Taylor Bean, who's in bankruptcy, as we all know. This property, if you look on the scroll there, I did the work acquiring this property for Taylor Bean. The intention was to buy it, tear all the junk down, and build a parking lot. There was an intervening act in August of 2009, which has put a damper on those plans, as everybody's pretty well aware. I understand from Mr. Rich that based upon the presentation from the city, that it's a 30-day?
Yes, sir. The city's proposing a period of 30 days to cut and clean up the property, secure the structures, and obtain a building permit to do work to bring the buildings up to current Florida building code within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structures with all the cleanup and debris completed within 60 days, pay the administrative cost of $125, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, the city to do work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Keeping all of this in mind with the fact that they may require additional time, at which time they could petition for a more structured time frame that will fit within their realms, they could petition either the magistrate or the code board if they can't get it wrapped up within 30 days, being that he was just notified yesterday afternoon. He feels that they probably cannot get it wrapped up within 30 days.
I would not think they could.
Or get permission within 30 days.
Yeah, I think that would be the fair way, Mr. Magistrate. Mr. Gooding, on behalf of the city, had drafted a contract for demolition of buildings that was signed by my client and returned to the city in January. Then in late February, Mr. Gooding reviewed it at the request of the city as to the authority of the debtor in possession.
I was wondering about that.
To, number one, demolish an asset, and number two, allow an effective loan to occur, because the city does the work to be repaid at some point in the future. And from February till now, there have been other matters in the bankruptcy court. My concern is to get bankruptcy approval, as you're well aware, may take a lot longer than 30 days, depending.
You're only going to get your preliminary hearing in 30 days if you filed it this afternoon.
I understand. And that's my only hesitancy with the 30-day provision, unless there's something in the record that indicates the understanding of the city that of the difficulty in getting this done with the bankruptcy.
Well, that was my curiosity question, is in terms of curing, if I find the conditions exist and order Taylor Bean in its Chapter 11 characteristic to fix this. I mean, I don't think Mr. Fudge has been given an escrow account to go do this.
I would agree.
Are we kidding ourselves? And wouldn't we be better off just letting the city use its code powers to demolish and lien, and then because our actions as a code board are exempt from the automatic stay.
Yeah.
On and on and on. That just seems expeditious.
It may be, and that's one thing I'll speak to Mr. Cavender about today. It may skip over the necessity of entering into an agreement. We know what the cost is to demolish. We've got it. So, it was going to act as an effective lien on the property anyway, requiring bankruptcy approval. We may be able to skip over that issue and let the city do what the city needs to do pursuant to this allegation.
Just a thought that passes through my brain, and I really don't know the answer to this one. I'm very confident that under police power we can demolish without bothering to ask those nice people in Jacksonville. On the other hand, filing a lien for doing that is something different than exercising the police power, although it is a final implementation of the exercise of the police power. I don't know the answer to that one.
I agree, both from a jurisdictional and an authority standpoint. That's the concern. I believe with the indication of the 30 days, with the understanding that I could petition for an extension, that gives me a...
Yeah, absolutely. The city, we routinely cooperate in that.
This gives me an opportunity to discuss the method of handling this in a different fashion than through the bankruptcy court, and I think the city well knows I've cooperated with them on a lot of different issues.
I would hate to see the city spend the money to demolish those structures and then get tagged with the bill and no ability to enforce against the property.
If it pleases the magistrate, I could say that our previous experience in this is that although we do place the lien, there is no way to enforce it until the bankruptcy proceedings are discharged.
Sure, and it would put you, but it preserves your position in line.
Yes, sir.
Would probably be first on the property.
Okay. I remember this property from my old code board days. There was a fellow that was in love with this piece of dirt, or at least expressed that he was. I mean, he had stories of how four generations of his predecessors had lived on this property, and is this built, this two-story building, is it as unstable as I think it is?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's what I thought.
We entered into a contract with him through a straw party, ultimately got it all under contract. Then we had title issues because it was a complete disaster. Mm-hmm. And then he refused to close, involving a lawsuit for specific performance.
Oh, geez.
He loved his property.
He did. He was attached to this thing.
I have no understanding why.
Yeah, okay. Well, does the respondent and the city then both agree that the charges by the city in this case are well taken, that I should find that they exist, that I will adopt the city's recommendation and instruct Cure within the 30-day period with the clear understanding that if progress is made, just even in the form of petition filing and a hearing date in the bankruptcy court, that we'll extend that date.
Very well, Your Honor.
Fine. So ordered. Done.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. I think the next soul to show up was the lady in the back.
Yes, sir.
Who, as I understand it, represents Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation?
No, sir. She does not represent them, however.
Would you like to be them?
She does have. I don't think she wants to be them either. She
oh,
does
you're the
have
broker.
An interest.
Well, come on up and talk to
in
us.
Selling this, or seeing that this property is sold. In your petition folder, petition for reduction on the electronic side, I've put a copy of the case cost sheet and a copy of the petition.
Okay, give me 60 seconds to shut down Taylor Bean. If you were telling me you were charging Mr. Farkas, I was going to wait to see how you got process on him.
No. I don't want to go there.
Okay,
I think our major problem there is just, you know, the termites are holding hands together to keep
yeah,
the
building that
up.
Thing has been a COM 09, 011, 011. I see a bunch of 011.
They're basically here on
oh, reduction. I
three
see.
Cases
it's
for reduction.
Got a different folder, okay. 09, 018, there we go.
Did you want to start with 09?
Well, isn't that hers?
09, 10, 18. I think she's wanting all three of them.
Well, I understand, but I got to start somewhere.
Right. So
okay.
I think we'll start with 1018.
See what okay, let's take a look at the case cost sheet on 18, see what we've done. Okay, so we got a total fine of $1,100. Well, hold on.
Well, actually, the total fine was $2,412. The city is proposing a 50% reduction in the fine.
Okay.
Plus the cost to the city, there was $1,187 costs in the cleanup work that was done there, and $125 administrative costs.
Oh, so what you're telling me is that the code board's fine is the $25 a day for 22 days on two counts.
Yes, sir.
And then you expended $1,200
just under
cleaning it up and okay,
taking care of it. That would bring that particular one down to $1,862. The city's agreeing to this.
Okay. Madam, come on up and talk to us, if you will, please. So, who actually is your client? Oh, first
my
of all, who are you?
Okay, yeah. My name is Lori Bush, Bush Realty, and I
taken swear her in, correct?
Yes, you need to go ahead and swear her in.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, state your name and address for the record.
Lori Bush, Bush Realty, 3300 Southeast 3rd Avenue.
Bush.
Ocala, 34471.
Okay.
I am not representing the petitioner at all, but we need to be aware of a resolution. I have a buyer for this property who is ready to close. And the title issue came up last minute. We didn't have a quorum 2 weeks ago. And so we are very anxious to hear the results so we can proceed to closing. But I cannot speak for the petitioner.
Okay, and in, you would reasonably expect a closing within 30 days if some relief is granted today?
Right now, May 6th, yes, I would.
Okay. So if in fact I agree to a reduction on the condition that the reduced amount be paid within a 30-day window, that would not present you with any difficulty?
No.
Have you seen the title insurance yet?
Yes, we have.
So you're clean and ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. And this would include, is the same buyer buying all three of the...
Yeah, it's all the same location, but they have three different claims, I guess.
Yeah, we have a lot of calls for this.
And he's anxious to move in, and it's already looking better already, and he's...
You're talking about the buyer, not the code officer.
The buyer.
Huh? Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. City object to me just entering a single or... Just handling all three of those in one swept?
I think we could handle all three of them. The city's agreeing to a 50% reduction of the fine in all three of them.
Okay. With regard to petitions for reduction of penalty in case number COM09-1018, COM10-1240, and COM10-0323, I will amend the prior order, reducing the penalty in each of those three cases by 50%, so long as all three of them are paid in full on or before June 1, 2011. Does that do it for everybody to get us down the road?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. If it pleases the magistrate, we do have some additional representation here today.
Okay, let's find out who
we got. The next one that showed up was Mr. Reuben Chappell, or Chappell.
Is it? Let's see. What page are we on?
Chappell. On my agenda, it's page 7 at the top. COM110136.
Yeah, we're on the same agenda.
Okay.
Okay, we will hear case number COM11-0136. What do we have going on here?
This is a case of City of Ocala versus Reuben Chappell, city location at 645 Northwest 9th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, in case involving Bob Spears, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. Violation of Section 82-181, the definition for dangerous structure. Section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. Section 82-443, display of building numbers. And Section 122-51, building permit required. The parcel ID is 2571-006-002. Legal service was obtained 2-5-2011 for the NOV, 4-12-2011 for the NOH. We posted the property on 2-7-2010 for the NOV and 4-12-2011 for the NOH. The structural inspection scored 40 points and dilapidated that we would require a demo or a building permit. The summary of findings are that Officer Bob Spears located this property and structure and observed that it is in violation of the city's code and that the building permit is expired and it is overgrown and the structure is in dangerous condition. The building numbers are not displayed as required. Officer Spears has been contacted by the respondent who advised he is willing to bring the property and structure up to code. However, after almost 90 days of Officer Spears working this case, no work has been taken to remedy the situation and the violations remain. I have included photographs in your presentation. At the end of the presentation, Officer Spears is prepared to testify and answer any questions that you'd like or have.
Okay, my first request is that while I was closing out of the prior case, I managed to close all of my icons.
I can help
How
you.
Do I undo that? Right here?
Yes.
Well, that seemed to be old case. See, that's what I wasn't seeing
well,
in April
day.
Well,
maybe you want to do SM instead of CEB. I'm sorry.
SM?
Yeah, shortcut to SM.
This is today?
that is.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, that just demystifies it.
Oh, 136.
Okay, Mr. Chapel, why don't you join us up here for a moment? 11-136. Madam Secretary, if you'll swear our witness, please.
Please raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
State your name and address for the record.
Reuben Chapel.
Okay, Mr. Chapel, I'm challenging the electronic gurus here for a moment. Give me 60 seconds.
What's your address, Mr. Chapel?
813 Northwest 9th Street.
Thank you.
Chapel, 136. Okay. Mr. Chapel, they are trying to make it difficult for you and I by hiding the number. There it is. Got it. Okay. Well, Mr. Chapel, what seems to be your plan here?
Well, I admit I was a little slow getting started, but that was because of health and financial reason. But once I got on board and started doing something, I started cleaning up around there, and I went to Yandy's and got the trusses layout, but apparently I ran into some snag. I thought I could just go down there and pull a permit and replace the whole truss. I just
dream on.
I had to get some more stuff, so.
Boy, those trusses are in hard shape. Yeah, you're going to have to replace them.
Yeah. I was going to take down the trusses. I had went down there once before, and I had talked to somebody else down there at the building code. But apparently, the impression that I get, I need a permit to even take the old trusses down. So
yeah,
if I would have told them down, I'd been in violation.
Yeah,
so
they're sticky about that.
I had to pull a whole permit.
The block walls appear relatively stable.
Oh,
I don't see cracking.
Structure.
I don't see any foundation defect kind of stuff. Does anybody disagree with that observation?
I have to look at the structural report.
Okay, but I mean, I don't see any of the stair steps cracking. I see headers over the windows and doors. It really, other than being an incomplete structure, the roof appears to be the vast source of the structural difficulties.
And I think that our recommendation may accommodate Mr. Chapel as well.
Okay. And Mr. Chapel, have you now sort of gotten over your economic issues such that
if we get you started, we're going to get there? Yes, on financial settlement, so I can get the trusses and everything did on there. But it's
was this building ever completed such that people lived in it?
The last inspection I had did was a complete dry-in inspection.
Okay, so you got to the dry-in stage.
Yeah, I had completed the dry-in stage, but during that time, that's when my son became sick and I became sick. That put me in a financial bind. And during that time, a little bit later, that's when them two hurricanes came through here.
Okay.
And caved in the roof. And
does it already have the cabinets and sinks and toilets in it, or so we're just a drywall?
I had everything complete, the framing and everything, the trusses and everything.
Are we going to have to tear the drywall off?
Well, what I'm going to have to do, what I was intending to do, just replace the whole thing.
Start over?
Yeah.
Come down to the block and start over? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, tear the whole trusses and the framing and everything out.
Okay. So this was a new structure you were building?
Yes.
Okay, does he have plans on file with the city such that we can fairly quickly permit this thing?
No, they ain't on file, but I got some.
Well, you must have had something with them if you got this far.
Well, he had to explain it because it got lost somewhere over time or something.
We did some research, and we can't find the records. Bob Spears.
Yeah.
We did some research in the building department and couldn't find a record of a building permit.
Now there's not a surprise.
I don't know how it
but you actually had some inspections, didn't you?
Yes, that's when the guy named Walt was up there.
Okay, Walt, yeah, all right.
I think we can point out that this was in 2004 and previously. We have whole new systems now.
Yeah, but 2004 doesn't count as ancient history either.
No, but I think our tracking system started in 2004. So it's
good
not
defense.
Easy to bring it up for you
okay.
right now.
So when you built, when you started building this in the first place, did you have some plans you were building from?
Yes, I still got some. What I did, I let another contractor hold the original for the footage rise and
mm-hmm.
everything, and he disappeared with them. So what I got now is the floor plan and the trusses. I don't have that with the layout of the footage.
The site plan and all
yes.
that sort of stuff? Okay. And is this on municipal water and sewer?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not going to be well drilling and septic tank installing or any of that
no.
sort of nonsense? Okay. Okay. And do you think you can actually get this permitted? I hesitate to say just 30 days because my experience is that dilemmas always come up that take more time than anybody ever imagined.
Oh, I believe I can. What they gave me down at the building code was the rough layout of the cost
okay.
of completing it.
Yeah.
So I got that, so I got to get some estimates.
And what's the city's recommendation?
City staff recommendation to the police magistrate would be to find the respondent guilty.
Yeah, that's easy. Okay.
182443 and 12251. Order to cut and clean up the property between in junk and debris. Respondent to obtain the building permit within 30 days to bring residents up to all floor building codes within 180 days, which is the standard state law. Or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup for debris to be completed within 60 days. Place building numbers on the structure as required by the code. Pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, pending which a fine of $25 per day for violation of the city to do the demolition and cleanup work, utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, and how long would...
And I would say that he's certainly, if he can start making some progress on this, could petition either the magistrate or the code board for extension of time based upon his progress.
Okay. I missed back at the very beginning of your... on the trash and unsightly... accumulations. What was your time period you were suggesting on
30
that?
Days
30
days. It's already been done.
Okay. 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 Mr. Chappell, here's really kind of what they're saying to you. Number one, they'd like the trash and the grass and all that sort of stuff done immediately within the next 30 days. They'd like you to get the demolition permit, take this top off of this building in the next 30 days. And my notion is demolition permits are pretty simple to get.
For what he's going to be doing, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not taking the whole structure down.
Right, so he's just taking the top off of it and cleaning up the inside. Yeah, okay. And then they want within 180 days for you to either demolish the whole structure or get a building permit to finish the structure, one or the other. So they're giving you 6 months to go get the plans in order. And the minute you get a building permit, you're good to go. You don't have to finish the job. You just got to get the permit, okay?
Right.
So are we all good with this? Okay, I'm going to find that Mr. Chappell violated the City of Ocala Code as alleged in the city's complaint. I'm going to adopt the city staff recommendations and go from there. Mr. Chappell, if you find these time periods to be constricting on you, go back and ask for more time. I'll probably grant it or they'll grant it. If you do nothing, they won't grant it.
Right.
And I probably won't either. But if you're out there getting the permits, cleaning the things up, being a good neighbor with your other neighbors so they don't have to live next to this problem, we'll work with you and get you to the end of the road on this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. What's next?
COM 10-2018. Is also here.
Okay, what page is that, gentlemen?
Page 6 at the bottom. If you'll give me just a minute, I need to catch up as well. COM 10-2018, a case involving Officer Bob Spears, the City of Ocala versus Tanisha Gillespie? A city location of 1335 Northwest Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 82181 and Section 82182. Definition of a dangerous structure and dangerous building declared nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 255800200002. Legal service was obtained on 2/19/2010 for the NOV, 4/13/2011 for the NOH. We post the property on 12/17/2010, 4/15/2011 for the NOV, and 4/12/2011 for the NOH. There has been a structural inspection done here with a score of 20 points and dilapidated. We would require a demo permit or a construction permit to continue with work on this residence. I would point out that Officer Spears has been working with this respondent since December 10th of this year. The summary of findings would be that Officer Bob Spears located this property and found the structure upon the property to be in violation of the city's code and that it is dilapidated. Officer Spears contacted David Thompson of the Building Department, who conducted a structural inspection, scoring it at 20 points and dilapidated. The work required would cost more than 50% of the value of the structure. This structure is contributing to the slum and blight of this neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Spears to work with the respondent have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. We do have a staff recommendation, and I do have some pictures at the end of your presentation.
I've just looked at the pictures.
That show the condition of the property. Officer Spears is prepared to testify. On conditions at this location. You see,
let's see.
The roofing system and some of the wall system is quite deteriorated here.
Yeah, so I can see from the pictures. Let's see what our respondent wants to do with the property before we spend a lot of time taking testimony. Who's here in this case that wants to talk to me? Come on up, chat with us. Secretary needs to swear you in first.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your name and address for the record.
Tanisha, the one that's this here address you want me to?
You are, where do you
my
live?
My home
at?
Address.
Yes.
Okay, 1340 Southwest 2nd Street.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Gillespie, what seems to be your plan? This building's got some real problems, apparently.
Well, I have been in contact with a construction a contractor to get the roofing done and also the windows.
Okay, and what kind of time frame do you think you're going to be doing that?
Excuse me?
When do you think you're going to begin?
When am I going to begin? Well, I've already got a quote on the roofing.
Okay.
And right now I'm in the process of waiting for financial to get so I can be able to afford it.
Okay. Are you trying to do this one subcontractor at a time, or are you hiring a GC to solve this whole problem, a general contractor to solve this whole problem?
One at a time.
Yeah. You're going to be at it a while.
Yes.
Can this even be done without a GC, gentlemen? I mean, you're going to have multiple trades out there. Can an owner actually do this without a GC?
Yes, an owner can pull a, well, they have to, for an owner builder to pull a permit, they have to live in it.
Yeah, well, that's not happening.
Right, so it would take a contract.
Yeah. See, Ms. Gillespie, that's what I'm afraid of. The general rule, this may not be the technical statement of the city code, but the general rule is if you're going to have more than one trade out there doing, licensed trade doing something, you need a general contractor to supervise them to make the whole thing work together, and make sure that, you know, the right first things happen and you don't wind up tearing out something that you've done before and that sort of thing. I mean, I don't want to force you to tear down your property, but at the same time, I also don't want you out there spending money that isn't going to get you anywhere, okay? I mean, this needs to be a productive adventure. You're really going to need a GC. Somebody.
I would point out that she's bumping the state law on this because I think, you know, you're correct. But, you know, with the separate trades that are involved here, she's going to need a GC, and it would be better to start out at the
I'd hate to see you start on your own and then get about two-thirds of the way through this deal and discover that there's some road, I mean, God knows what roadblock we're going to run into, but.
Well, my understanding of it is was the roof was the worst part of it, the damage. And you saying to get a general contractor.
This isn't her homestead property. So.
Yeah, I know. I can tell that nobody's living it north of it, have they recently? How did you come to be the owner of this?
Well, it was passed down in my family.
Okay, so you inherited it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy. Again, the exterior walls appear to have some structural integrity to them. Yeah, I mean, some windows have been filled in with brick and things like that, but which is kind of a creative way of changing the size of a window. But
there is a structural there that could assist you.
That's up before the photos, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go see what this.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of page 4.
Photos, tax rolls, case history. Case history. 1 minute, ma'am. I'm getting there. I'm slow. It's all after the posting and service and all that.
It's just after the NOV, I believe, which is almost at the beginning.
Okay. Notice of violation. Okay, there we go. We're getting close. Structural evaluation. Here we go. Okay. The roof is essentially gone. They couldn't inspect the floor joists, really. Boy, they're not impressed. And what's the city staff's recommendations in terms of time frames?
We have a basic staff recommendation guideline that we use for all of these situations. Mm-hmm. And she's, of course, welcome to petition for additional time, but we'd like to get it moved off the center. It's been here a long time this way. But the staff recommendation would be the fine respondent guilty of violating code sections 82181 and 82182, or the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. I think, we write all of these essentially the mm-hmm. same way, so that we
yeah,
are very amicable for everyone involved.
I think I would make a small adjustment to the city's recommendation if it's agreeable to Mrs. Gillespie. Mrs. Gillespie, what I'm going to do with you, if it's acceptable to you, and if not, we'll talk about it. I would like to extend their 30 days to get the building permit to 60 days. But I would also like to require that you present evidence to the city within 30 days that you have hired a contractor to do the work. I just know that it's going to take you a couple weeks to get the contractor. He isn't going to be able to produce any plans and specs within 30 days. So I think what I will do, unless you have something you'd like to talk about, is I will find that this building does violate the city code, and that I will adopt the city's recommendation with the one amendment that the permit be issued within 60 days, and that within 30 you provide the city staff with evidence that you have a contractor, licensed contractor on board to do this work, okay?
And then we would just start the 180 days after the 60 days.
Right, let's just shove it all out.
That's agreeable with the city.
Okay, okay, now, so, and if these timeframes become a problem and you can show us that you're actually doing something, I'm sure we're going to be able to find a way to give you more time, okay? Wonderful. Got any questions?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
So ordered.
Okay, we're going to the beginning of your agenda.
That's a good place to start, isn't it?
Case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy. COM 110045, the City of Ocala versus Joanne Hills, Wachovia Mortgage, and Wells Fargo Bank. Location within the city limits of 4010 Northeast 20th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. If you give me just a moment to get my presentation going here.
Yeah, I always have a hard time finding them. I mean, I don't know what order you guys arrange these numbers in.
Actually, it just goes by the way the computer arranges them.
Random would be a good description. Okay, go ahead.
The city would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The violations are section 3432, water collections. The parcel ID is 27270040008. Legal service was obtained on 324, 25, and 28, 2011 for the NOH, for the bank, the agent, the bank, and the respondent. We posted the property on 329-2011 and 415-2011 for the NOH. We would require property registration, or we do have as additional correspondence the property registration, the list pendants, and the SunBiz reports. The summary.
Let me get my brain and gear on this location. This is 36th and the Boulevard.
We do have a map in there.
Yeah, I'm looking at 36th and the Boulevard. Okay, that would be where the Kmart is, right? At that intersection.
This is over by the Appleton Museum, or behind,
right,
just north of it.
Okay. Okay, I know where we are. All right, okay. Gotcha.
And I have included pictures at the end of your presentation. This is a property that we have had previous problems with, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our problems are back.
Okay.
Work through Ms. Kennedy with the respondents resulted in some work being done. There was additional violations here. Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed the violations as noted. Additional investigation revealed the barrier was initially secured, then unsecured, and then resecured again. The property was cut, however, the pool requires recovering and the barrier needs to be resecured, which I believe has been taken care of, Officer Tennant.
Just the barrier or
the barrier has been taken care of at this point, so we're just at the pool now.
Okay.
The property is registered as a foreclosure, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remediate the violation have been unsuccessful and violation remains. This property and these respondents have been noticed and found guilty in the past 5 years, therefore qualifying this case as a repeat violator. I've placed in the presentation a copy of the previous case order and a copy of the affidavit of compliance. The city previously complied this property. We do have liens pending at this
time. So the structure that's been built over the pool is one the city put on there?
Originally, yes.
Okay, and what happens? The fabric just deteriorates over the period of time?
Over about a year's time, it's time to get back at taking care of it again, and they haven't done that.
Well, except for the city's remediation in the prior case, what steps has the mortgage holder or the owner taken with regard to
this? The mortgage holder did register the property.
Okay.
And they have come out and cut and cleaned it up,
okay,
and resecured the gate.
Okay.
So they did that. They just haven't taken care of this giant water collection.
Okay.
And, you know, we're getting back into mosquito season. We like to have these things covered up or
I understand.
Treated.
Throw a little gasoline on it. Right, kill mosquitoes.
It works, yeah.
Okay, and so let's talk to the gentleman who's here and see what his...
No one's here.
Oh, I thought he was here. I thought we were helping this nice gentleman sitting...
That's James. He's with our, he's in charge of us.
Oh, well, welcome to the neighborhood. Okay, so that's why we're back. Well, okay, and your recommendation is that the...
Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3432 as repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida Statutes. Order them to drain or clean treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool. Two, pay the administrative cost of $125, all within 14 days, failing which the city to do the work utilizing all means required, with all costs assessed as a lien, the fine of $500 per day. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
So ordered.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the City of Ocala, versus Robert Rogers, Elizabeth Stormy Ingram, and Sun Bank, pardon me, Sun Trust Bank, COM 110197.
Robert Rogers. Okay, have at.
Okay, I need just a minute to find the same problem you're having.
Okay. State there Road 200, Northeast 8th Road, Ocala West Shopping Center.
This is, if it would help refresh your memory, this is up on North, just east of Northeast 8th Avenue.
Oh, this is
19th Street.
Okay, this is where 8th and 200A, we're right at the Livestock Pavilion.
Yes,
okay,
east and
we're
south,
south
of there,
and east of there. Okay,
yes,
so we're off to the right. And somewhere right in there, there's an elementary school or something or another.
Yes, just north of
it's
this
just
property.
North of this, right. Okay,
yes,
I know where we are. Go ahead.
Okay. Violation. The case location within the city is 973 Northeast 19th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 25874-000-00. Legal service was obtained 4-4-2012 over the NOH on the bank. We posted the property for 4-5-2011 for the NOH. There is a less penance and a Sun Biz report included in the presentation. I have included photographs of the property. This is a property that's been in violation many times in the past few years. We did remove a dilapidated structure upon this property. We've been unable to get any cooperation from the bank, who has previously filed for foreclosure. However, they must have maybe gone and looked at the property. Officer
thought
Lorraine,
better of that idea.
Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed as violation of the code due to it being overgrown. This is the fourth violation at this property for the same code violation. The property has a list pendants filed by Sun Bank in 2006. The city removed a dilapidated structure, has been able to get the respondents or the bank to resolve code of violations for many years. This is a repeat violator for these respondents, and the violation remains. Staff has included previous copy of a board order and affidavit of compliance. I have the photographs there. The officer is prepared to testify, and we do have a staff recommendation.
Okay, let's hear the recommendation.
Staff recommendation would be find respondent guilty of violation of City Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of Florida Statutes. Order one, to cut and clean up their property, properly remove any junk and debris, and two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 7 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day in the city to complete the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, question, both in terms of this one and the prior one that's with regard to Wachovia and...
yes, sir.
Okay. City liens are blanket liens on any property of the person found to have violated inside Marion County, correct?
Yes, sir.
So I'm assuming that when you file your lien in this case and in the Wachovia case and some of these others coming along, that we're about to lien some bank buildings.
It has been done before, and in fact,
I would strongly recommend it.
In fact, there was a gentleman in Pittsburgh that foreclosed on a bank and moved them out of their bank.
Yeah,
so it has been done.
If taking this piece of property is not going to motivate SunTrust, taking the drive-in teller just might. Okay, I'm going to find the violation occurs and adopt the recommendation of the city. Yeah, I mean, SunTrust at least is local. You can find them.
Yes, sir.
Try to talk to Wachovia or Wells Fargo. I mean, you're going to get on hold. It's like talking to the IRS. You know, it doesn't happen. Okay.
I think it was Wells Fargo that was foreclosed and moved out of their office.
Yeah. Have at. Nobody asked them to make a loan.
If we proceed on the agenda to the next case, COM 110235, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kenny will be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator as well. This is the City of Ocala versus Bobby Quinones and Craig Robain. Deutsche Bank National Trust Company as trustee for Long Beach Mortgage in trust. And to wrap it all up, Chase Home Finance has now got control of the whole deal.
This trick I learned the other day on this one is that Deutsche Bank is not a bank. It's like me just forming a corporation, say, Chester Tro, Barber Company. You know, I'm not a barber. They're not a bank. They're simply a holding company for mortgages. Anyway, go ahead.
The case location within the city at 2373 Northeast 12th Court.
This is up the street from the one we just did.
Yes, sir. The parcel ID is 24983-001-00. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Legal service was obtained on 4-8 and 11 of 2011 for the NOH on the bank, or the agent and the bank, times two. Legally posted on 4-7-2011 for the NOH. We have included a copy of the SunBiz report, the list pendants, the assignment of mortgage, and the final judgment in this case. The summary of findings are as follows. Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code, and that the property is overgrown, has junk and debris placed about it. Additional investigation revealed there have been many cases against these violators, qualifying this as a repeat violation. Officer Kennedy attempted to work with the respondent, however, this violation remains. I do have a case recommend or staff recommendation.
Before you do that, one quickie. Quinones and Robain, the record owners?
Yes, sir.
Are they the successful bidders at the foreclosure sale, or are they the...
They were... Because they own several other properties in the city that we've also had problems with, I believe they were the original owners and are only included in this because they're still part of the property appraiser's record.
So apparently,
ownership.
Even though we have a foreclosure judgment, we've not gone to sale.
Absolutely. And we find this often with what's going on in the
banks
right now.
So the lenders are getting their judgments, and then they're not putting sale dates in there.
Correct.
Tricky, tricky. Okay, I got it. Well, this was ordered originally to be sold in April 2010. They must have gotten some sort of order, or they're just ignoring it, one or the other.
It's been my experience in looking these over previously that the bank gets the order and then does nothing with it.
Yeah, they change their mind. Okay, let me look at the pictures a second. Is this the vacant parcel? No, this is...
It's all one piece.
Oh, it's all...
The parcel and the lot behind it, I believe. And Officer Kennedy can speak to this if need be. I believe junk and debris is mostly to the behind part and side, right?
This property is managed by Chase Home Finance, LLC.
They got their sign in the window.
Interesting approach to management. Yeah.
This one and a couple of
the others... It's not a hopeless property.
We're not... properly registered, we'll be readdressing that at another code board.
Okay, tell me about your recommendation.
Staff recommendation would be to find respondent guilty of violation of code section 3495 as repeat violator per chapter 16204 of Florida statutes. Order them to one, cut and clean up their property, properly remove any junk and debris, and two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 7 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day in the city to complete the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Yeah. So ordered, I adopt the recommendation of the city staff.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 110269, City of Ocala versus Sandra Mount, a case involving Inspector or Officer Lorraine Kennedy. I just need 1 second here.
Well, Ms. Kennedy doesn't wander far from a central point of operation, does she?
Not yet, but we're working.
We're going
it.
Just, you know, ten blocks west of where we were.
She's found plenty to do in these areas. A case location within the city at 2533 Northeast 4th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash or other unsightly unsanitary matter, and 34122, abandoned or derelict vehicle. We'd point out in the photographs that you're going to view that the tag on this vehicle expired on 09 of 10. So it's been expired for some time. The parcel ID is 24936-000-00. Legal service was obtained 4/16/2011 for the NOH. The NOV was returned unclaimed. Legally posted the property on 3/28/2011 for the NOV and 4/15/2011 for the NOH. Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code and that there's a derelict abandoned vehicle and junk and debris upon the property. Officer Kennedy attempted to make contact with respondent without success, and further investigation respondent has made no attempt to contact or work with CE, meaning code enforcement, to remediate the violations.
Let me ask a question right there. I was looking at this. This is an owner that at least has a local address. What's at the local address, this 4th Avenue? Do we know?
They actually live in this house.
Oh, they actually live in this house.
Is our assumption. I know when we looked at the Google picture, you could see somebody standing in the doorway waving at the Google van as it drove by.
Okay.
And this same car was parked in the front yard at that time when the Google van went by, which was about a year and a half ago. Obviously, what we normally do in cases of this nature where they're going to have their garage overflowing with junk and debris that's visible is we ask them to put a cover up in front. And if they did that, move the car in a little bit more, they could probably remediate these problems very economically and without much trouble. As it turns out now, we'll end up, if we have to, removing this vehicle.
What is the sign in the front yard that's captioned Time, T-I-M-E?
That is our posting. If you can zoom in on those, you'll see that's the notice of violation and the notice of hearing.
What does the word Time mean?
Doesn't have anything to do with it except that that's a sign that we recycled from somebody who left one on the side of the road.
Oh.
We've now turned it into a government sign, thereby making it a legal sign.
It's amazing. Okay. Okay. Give me your recommendation.
Staff recommendation be to find respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and 34122. Order to 1, clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2, remove all abandoned or derelict vehicles from the property or get them properly registered and operational. And 3, pay the administrative cost of $125, all items to be completed within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation of the city to do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs assessed out as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
So ordered, I adopt staff comments. You know, as compact as Mrs. Kennedy's cases are, you could probably save the city some money and just get her a bicycle. No more of this riding around in air-conditioned pickups. You're welcome.
The next case on the agenda would be COM 110336. The City of Ocala versus Lucinda Meenan. I probably butchered that up a little bit. I apologize if I offend anyone.
Oh.
A case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy.
Once again.
City address of 1449 Northeast 21st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Section 34122, abandoned or derelict vehicles. The parcel ID is 26408-000-00. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property on 3/14/2011 for the NOV and 4/13/2011 for the NOH. I would point out that Ms. Kennedy started this case several months ago with a nice letter to the respondent to attempt to get them to comply with the code. We do have photographs that show initially there was two derelict vehicles. They've narrowed that down to one. They did do some cleaning up by placing some of the junk into one of the abandoned vehicles.
Is so the dark Ram?
That's the one that's remaining.
Okay.
The tag
that's just sitting there?
Yeah. Well, now it's a a trash holder as well, so.
Okay, well.
They're making.
And the white pickup is?
Has been removed, but we still have tires, junk and debris, skids, wooden skids.
Mailbox laying on the ground, yeah. Trailer.
One of your best neighbors. Staff has a recommendation?
Okay.
Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and 34122. Order to, one, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. Two, remove all abandoned or derelict vehicles from the property or get them properly registered and operational. And three, pay the administrative cost of $125, all items to be completed within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation. The city to do the work, utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Well, they do seem to be making a little progress.
Yeah, we've given them some opportunity to continue on that progress, but we also want to.
I understand. Okay, so ordered. I adopt the city's recommendations.
Next case on the agenda would be COM 110369. The City of Ocala versus Henry and Jessica Dodiers and City Mortgage, Inc. A case location of 2134 Northeast 7th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter.
Yeah.
The city would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The parcel ID is 2830-016-004. Legal service was obtained 4/15/2011 for the NOH on the bank and the agent. It was returned unclaimed for the respondent, Dodiers. Mm-hmm. We posted the property on 4/14/2011 for the NOH. Additional correspondence is a less pendants and the assignment of mortgage. The summary of findings are Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the violation of the city's code and that the property has junk and debris. Investigation revealed this property is in foreclosure and has been noticed previously for the same violation. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to work with the respondent to resolve the violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. This is a fairly simple one. They've got these fence panels that are laying about in the front and side yard. And for some reason, they're finding it very difficult to just pick them up and remove them or pick them up and replace them or pick them up and put them behind the other one. I don't know. Staff does have a recommendation.
Give it to me.
Did you say continue with staff recommendation?
Yeah.
Staff recommendation be find respondent guilty of violation of City Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida Statutes. Order to, one, cut and clean up the property, properly remove any junk and debris, and two, pay the administrative cost of $125, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and the city to complete the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, give me 60 seconds here. Has this lender registered the property?
This lender has not registered the property, and they will be recited for that.
Okay. Pool is covered. Is that the city covering?
Due to previous work by the city, yes, sir. And we do have liens in place.
Okay. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
Next case on the agenda would be COM 110435, the City of Ocala versus Brian L. Herndon, Marina L. Herndon, and Bank of America Home Loan Servicing. This is a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy in violation at the location address of 806 Northeast 12th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. This bank has registered the property and has given us persons to notify in case there are issues, but has not followed through. The parcel ID is 26140160017. Legal services obtained 4/14 and 15 of 2011 for the NOH. The property was posted 4/13/2011 for the NOH. There is a property registration included in your package and a copy of the list pendants. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy observed this property and found it in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that there has been a list pendants filed on this property and the bank has registered the property. This property has been found guilty of previous violations of the same nature, qualifying this violation as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to abate the violation through the respondents have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I have included pictures at the end of the presentation for you, and staff does have a recommendation.
Yeah. Suits filed by the Florida Default Group. They may finish that sometime before we all die. I mean, they're slow.
The paper asked us the other day if we had some banks that even though they had registered the properties, still hadn't been taking care of them, and I was like, well, it's very few, and then all of a sudden this one popped up.
Yeah. Okay, I find the violation, adopt city staff recommendation.
Next page of the agenda, COM 110564, the City of Ocala versus Frederick Earl and Wells Fargo Bank. This will also be proceeding as a repeat violator. The city did previously remove a residence at this property. And I just need to get caught up with you.
Where are that bicycle zone?
Not yet. This is a case location of 950 Northeast 20th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 25870-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 4/7 and 11/2011 for the NOV and the NOH on the agent and the bank. We legally posted the property on 4/5/2011 for the NOV and the NOH. For additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report and a list pendants that's on file with the clerk's office. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy observed this property and found it in violation of the city's code in that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed there has been a list pendants filed on this property and the bank has registered the property. And this property has been found guilty of previous violations of the same nature, qualifying this violation as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to abate the violation through the respondents have been unsuccessful and the code violations remain. Again, we've included a copy of the previous order and a copy of the affidavit of compliance on that order. And at the end, I've included photographs of the property in question.
Same recommendation?
Basically the same, find them guilty, violation of as a repeat violator. Cut and clean up the property, removing any junk and debris, pay the administrative cost within 7 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and city complete the work, utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
The next case on the agenda would be the City of Ocala versus SunTrust Bank. This is a case brought by Officer Dan Baker, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. This is case COM 101638. This is a case location of 1703 Northeast 8th Avenue Road. You might remember this as being the old Pools by Ripley site. It slipped me from out there.
I remember Pools by Ripley.
Violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter, and section 11031, removal of prohibited or abandoned signs. Parcel ID is 260-20000-00. Legal services obtained 3/28/2011 for the NOV, 4/18/2011 for the NOH. We posted the property on 3/25/2011 for the NOV and 4/18/2011 for the NOH. We do have, for additional correspondence, a letter from the attorney from the Pools by Ripley respondent, and also from SunTrust Bank. We've also included a SunBiz report, and they would be required a permit to remove that sign. Is that correct, Jim?
Actually, they don't actually need to remove the sign.
Or more place blank panels.
They need to have blank panels installed. It is a conforming sign under the current sign code.
Interesting, the bank took a deed in lieu.
Officer Dan Baker observed this property and found it a violation of CECL code and that it was overgrown, contained junk and debris, and has an abandoned sign. Additional investigation revealed, investigation over a 6-month period revealed that the bank intended to foreclose the property, and therefore Officer Baker attempted to work with the respondents involved. After all the time allocated expired, Officer Baker was unable to obtain compliance on 2 counts of the violation, the removal of the junk and debris and the removal or the recovering of the sign by placing the blanks in there. The violations remain. And I do have staff recommendation when you're ready for it.
Okay, Rick Perry is busy filing a bankruptcy for Pools by Ripley, he says. That's a little surprising. They usually don't file them on corporations, not Chapter 7s.
And I am going to adjust the staff recommendation.
Tell me about it.
Just a little bit. Staff recommendation be find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and Section 11031. Order to 1, cut and clean their property, properly removing any junk and debris. And 2, bring the sign into compliance with all current codes. And 3, pay the administrative cost of $125, all to be completed within 30 days. Failing which, a fine of $50 per day per violation. The city to do the work, utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Is it that if you have those kind of frame signs, that if you have a panel in it to a closed business, that that is a code violation?
I'll let the inspector or
I just officer thought you had Baker, to have some panel.
But that's correct. Essentially, they have to remove
it. Once the business is closed for a period of 90 days or longer,
then they need to go to a blank panel?
Our code requires that it is a conforming sign, which that sign is, which means it meets height, size, and setback requirements, that the sign have blank panels installed in it.
Okay.
If the owner chooses to remove the sign, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's fine. They can do that. But the code only requires them the conforming sign to have blank panels put in it.
So
those blank panels can remain in that sign for 3 years, and then I have to go back after it to have the sign removed.
Could I get up there with a ladder, take the panel out, turn it around backwards, and
as long as I couldn't see the letters.
Well, yeah. Okay. That's a dream. Okay. So in other words, we've done something so that folks like the breakfast operation on the corner of the boulevard and about 3rd or 4th there by Center State, they had a pole up there with a frame for a decade.
And that's been resolved.
You talking about Lester? Or not Lester.
Well, that was good. Lester's was Davey.
No.
We're talking about Red Eye Gravy up here.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm thinking of the one right there by Paramore Music.
Yeah.
Richard's Place.
Richard's.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I mean, he grandfathered that sign
for
a lifetime.
Little scenario on that. That is a grandfathered non-conforming sign. As long as that building remains a restaurant, that sign can remain there.
But it's got to have faces in it.
They have to maintain it.
He didn't have faces in it forever.
And that's a separate story. I worked on that for a long, long time.
A lot of breakfast, huh?
It's done.
Okay.
And it's beautiful now, I might say.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation on this one.
The next case on the agenda we've already taken care of with through Taylor Bean.
Correct.
The next page would be CON 10, 1962, a case of the City of Ocala versus Tracy Eccles and Bank of America National Association. We'll be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. A location within the city of 1829 Northwest 17th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A case involving Bob Spears, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, other unsightly, unsanitary matter, and Section 34141 and through 145, property registration and maintenance requirements. The parcel ID is 21939-003-03. Legal service, all of the certified mail has been returned from the respondent, but we were able to contact the bank and give them legal service on 12/23/2010 for the NOV, 3/28, and 4/20/2011 for the NOH. We posted the property on 3/23/2011 for the NOV, 3/25, and 4/15/2011 for the NOH. For additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the FDIC's bank information on the bank. The less pendants in the final judgment are also included in there. And the summary of findings are as follows. Officer Bob Spears located this property and found it was in violation of the city's code in that the respondents have not registered it since the last code case where they'd been told to register it by this magistrate due to foreclosure. And now it was becoming overgrown again since the city had previously taken action to bring it into compliance. This case qualifies this as a repeat violator. Additional investigation revealed the respondent's attorney called the original owner respondent's attorney, called CE, code enforcement, to let us know that the bank was taking the property back and that the respondent was not going to take the required action to bring the property into compliance. All attempts by Officer Spears to have the respondents correct the violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I have included photographs and we also have a staff recommendation.
Okay. Same one?
This one's a little bit different. Find respondent guilty of violation of code sections 3495 and 34141 through 145 as a repeat violator per chapter 16204 of Florida statutes. Order them to cut and clean up their property, remove any junk and debris. Register the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance and pay the administrative costs within 7 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day in the city to complete the work and cut and clean of the cut and cleanup utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I find the violations occurred and adopt the staff recommendation.
That brings us to the case of COM 10-1997, case involving Officer Robert Spears. City of Ocala versus Kevin Gaithers? Gaithers?
Yeah, that's weird. Okay. Gotcha. Crumpton Golf Club?
This is a case location of 2277 Northwest 12th Street, Ocala Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 22280-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 12/11/2010 for the NOV and 1/24/2011 for the NOH. Legally posted the property on 12/9/2010 for the NOV, 1/12/2011 and 4/12/2011 for the NOH. The structural inspection was granted a score of 0, dilapidated, and the additional correspondence here is a mortgage and the satisfaction of the mortgage, so I guess he legally owns nothing. Any license required would be a demo permit. The summary of findings that Officer Bob Spears located this property and found it in violation of the city's code and that there is a dilapidated structure on it and the property is overgrown. Officer Spears called for a structural inspection by Inspector David Thompson, who conducted the inspection, determining a score of 0, dilapidated. All attempts by Officer Spears to work with the respondent to resolve the violations have been unsuccessful. I do have a copy of the structural evaluation and some photographs. That house with the trees all growing.
I was going to say, this could be a movie set.
In question. Unbelievable.
Okay.
I guess it's safe to say nature's taking that one back. Staff recommendation would be find respondent guilty of violating city code section 3495, 82181, 82182. Order them to cut and clean up their property, properly remove any junk and debris. Two, respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the building up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days, and pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation and city due to work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I find the violations exist and adopt the staff recommendation.
That would bring us to the next case on the agenda. COM 10, Lubick. 2018 has already been completed.
All right, you're up to Lubick.
And COM 110136 has already been completed. That brings us to COM 110258.
Right.
An old friend. The city would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The city of Ocala versus Scott Lubick, Bristol Home Mortgage Lending, LLC, and Wells Fargo Bank. This is a case involving city, a case at the city location of 1937 Northwest 12th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, commonly referred to by the city code department as Belvedere Subdivision. Violation of section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2220-004-010. Legal service was obtained on 4-13 and 14-2011 for the NOV and the NOH for the bank and the agent. We post the property on 2-22-2011 for the NOV, 4-14-2011 for the NOH. As additional correspondence, we have provided the less pendants, the dismissal of the less pendants, and the SunBiz reports, and any license requirements would be a demo or building permit. Summary of findings: that Officer Bob Spears located this property and found it as a violation of the city's code and that it is unsecured and dilapidated. This investigation revealed this is the seventh case at this property and the 43rd case involving this respondent for the same violations. This property and the residents are significantly contributing the slum and blight of this neighborhood, and the residence is completely falling apart and has been completely stripped of any valuables, including the copper, the plumbing, anything else. The city continues to secure and clean up this abandoned property, and the respondents will not take any action to bring the property or structure into compliance with the codes. Transients continue to break into the structure to carry out all types of illegal activities, and all attempts by Officer Spears to have the respondents abate the violation have failed, and the violation remains. I have included some photographs. Mm-hmm. For you.
I bet you Valhalla, Delray Beach, Florida doesn't look like this.
From my personal experience is that it does not. And we have been taking these structures down.
Good.
Basically one at a time when they've just been completely abandoned by these folks. The staff recommendations would be to find the respondent guilty of code violations 82-181, 82-182 as a repeat violator per chapter 162-04 of Florida statutes. In order to, one, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all the demolition cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days, and two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and the city to complete the demolition work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
Thanks, Dwayne. The next case on the agenda.
Just a passing question. The city golf course that is just to the north of most of these parcels we've been dealing with.
Yes, sir.
When did it get the name Crumpton Golf Club?
I saw that on there.
I've never heard that name. I mean, they call it Muni 2, they call it Pine Oaks.
Yes, I've never heard it called by the city as Crumpton.
That's weird. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The next case on the agenda would be COM 110271, a case by Officer Bob Spears, City of Ocala Code Enforcement Department, City of Ocala versus the estate of Eloise D. Williams. This is probably a pretty familiar case with you. We've got essentially...
Well, I noticed that I recorded, or at least I was said to have sent, that's not my signature, but somebody signed my signature. On the return to and record back in 01. I have no memory or knowledge of this thing.
Yeah, this was some time ago. We've been working on this for many years now, at least 3 years that I'm aware of that I've been with the code department. We've been working on this particular residence. This is a case location within the city of 1325 Northwest 9th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The parcel ID is 25686-001-00. Violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, Section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required.
Yeah, I clearly witnessed and notarized, but boy, I don't remember any of these people. Okay, go ahead.
All of the certified mail has been returned from the respondent, as I would expect.
Yeah.
It appears that she's passed away.
Would appear.
But even the other interested parties don't want anything to do with this property. So the property was posted on 3-1-2011 for the NOV, 4-11-2011 for the NOH. It had a score of 65 points, which was deteriorated. There is some correspondence from the attorneys there. And permits required be a demo or a building permit. Officer Spears located this property and found that it is again in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, unsecured, and an unsafe structure.
Yeah, it's standing open.
Yes, sir. Additional investigation revealed that at this time, this is the seventh case at this location for the same violations. Inspector David Thompson responded to the location, conducted a structural inspection, which scored 65 points as deteriorated and needing immediate intensive repairs to bring it up to all current Florida building codes and regulations. This residence is considerably contributing to the slum and blight of this neighborhood and draws transient activity and crime into the area. All attempts to resolve the violation have been unsuccessful and code violation remains. Staff has a staff recommendation, which I will be able to read in the record if you'd like, and I've also included photographs at the end of your presentation.
The same as the prior recommendation?
Essentially, yes, sir.
Okay.
We gave a little different time frame here and a different fine.
Okay, what time period?
Fine respondent guilty of violating code section 3495, 82181, 82182, order to cut and clean up the property and remove any of the junk and debris. Obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring residents up to all current Florida building codes within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Pay the administrative cost $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to complete demolition work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Find the violation occurred and adopt the staff recommendation.
Bring us to the next page on your agenda, COM 110120, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas.
Community Bank and Trust, okay.
I need a second to find this one, here it is. And I'll just say that I'm gonna butcher this name up here. Vanaquir and Louis Eugene Pierre.
Close enough.
Thank you. This is a case involving the 1800 block of Southwest 19th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. This is a parcel where the front part faces one street and the back part faces a separate street, and there's two separate owners. And we'll take them in order.
Is the Weavy Road easy street, 19th Avenue Road?
Yeah, but I believe that map is not correctly showing you where this location is. Google messed that one up. If you look at when we look at the next case, you'll be able to more see where the exact location is because the map was.
Well, the road in 17th is there at the bowling alley and the car,
right,
big car lot.
And this is further north considerably than that.
Okay.
It's on
so
like third.
Okay.
And 19th.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
The parcel ID is 2262-003-026, violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, other unsightly unsanitary matter. The city obtained legal service. I've got to go to that here. We posted the property on 2-9 of 2011 for the NOV. And on 4-19-2011 for the NOH, and we obtained legal service on 2-11-2011 and for the NOV, and on for both of them, and we're still out on 4-18-2011 for the NOH. We have included photographs at the end of the presentation to demonstrate the condition at the property. The summary of findings is Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and found that it is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. These respondents live out of town, and this is the sixth case involving this property for being overgrown. Previously, the city has processed this violation as a notice to remove notice and not brought them meaning the respondents, to a formal hearing. The city has liens in place against the property. All attempts to resolve the violation prior to a hearing have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. City's recommendation would be to find respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order to 1, cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, and 2, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 7 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day in the city to do the work, utilize any means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Find the violation occurs and adopt the staff recommendation.
That brings us.
There's one photo there with a sign nailed to a tree.
Yes, I noticed that, and that's actually on this next case.
Oh.
COM 110121. I believe that's a no trespassing sign.
Is that what that is? Okay, I was just curious.
This case is City of Ocala versus the estate of Irma D. Rush. This location is 300 block of Southwest 19th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, and this is the back part of the property which faces the other street according to the our maps.
Ah, there it is.
Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. This is a case brought forward by Officer Dwayne Thomas, who is present and prepared to testify. The parcel ID is 226-2003-027. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property on 2-9-2011 for the NOV, 3-23-2011, and 4-19-2011 for the NOH times 2. Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location and found that the property is in violation of city's code. It's overgrown. These respondents have had 5 previous cases involving this property for being overgrown. Previously, city had proceeded with notice to remove notice rather than bring them to a formal hearing. We have also
say notice to remove notice. That's a new one.
That's we've used that for years, and what we've tried to do was to bring the case to the board or to the magistrate 2 times. Prior to utilizing, so we could have an external hearing from the city. But a notice to remove nuisance allows the city to go on a property within 20 days and just cut it.
Okay.
We've also included pictures of the junk and debris,
yep,
the houses
spare
next
tire
door,
yes,
yeah, and the overgrown condition.
Gotcha. Okay, I find the condition exists, the code was violated, and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 110161, case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. This is a case location of the 1600 block of Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 22577-00-000-00. All certified mail has been returned. We legally posted the property on 2-17-2011 for the NOV, 3-23-2011, 4-19-2011 for the NOH times 2. Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property in violation of city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Thomas to resolve the violation prior to a hearing have been unsuccessful. The violation remains. We essentially have the same recommendation as the previous case.
Yeah,
I have included photographs.
We have part of the funeral flowers out there. Okay, I find the violation has occurred and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, which is COM 110449, case of the City of Ocala versus Mon Premier and Marie J. Augustin, Port St. Lucie, Florida. This is the 1100 block of Southwest 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2848-016005, city be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. Additional correspondence included in this case was a partial final judgment of quiet title. And Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and found it as a violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation reveals that this is the 5th case at this property and the respondents have been previously found guilty, thereby making this case a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to resolve the violation with the respondents have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I have included copies of the photographs of the violation in the case file And staff recommendation is, would be to find the respondent guilty of violation of Code Section 3595 as a repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida statutes, and order them to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 7 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and the city to complete the work utilizing any means required, with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Find the violation occurred and adopt the staff recommendation. This fellow that bought this thing, spent some money.
I was unable to determine what is going on.
Yeah, there didn't seem to be linkages in the names. I mean, the quiet title suit, the defendant, the plaintiff was Smith, okay. The plaintiffs, Jones, Smith, Negroni, Adrian, Dantes, Augustin. Ah, wow, what a collection. But somebody spent some money at this, and now they've sort of walked. That's wild. Okay, on to the next.
This would bring us to the petitions to request reduction of penalty, and I would point out that the first case, COM 09-1018, has been resolved.
It.
The second case would be COM 10-0011.
Okay.
This is a petition to reduce. I have included a copy of the petition,
okay,
as well as a copy of the city case cost there.
Okay.
And essentially, this gentleman bought this property with the apparently with the liens intact. Spent $20,000 to repair the property, and now wants us to waive the $1,300 in liens. The city has agreed to a reduction of half the fine, which would leave the remaining $375 in fine, $500 as cost to the city to cure the problem, $125 in administrative costs, which would reduce the lien to $1,000 even.
I'll adopt the city recommendation reducing the fine, but only if it's paid within the next 60 days.
Okay.
Otherwise, it reverts.
Thank you. That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, which was COM 10-1240, which has been resolved. The case after that, COM 10-1706, this is a case where we had numerous repeat violations. We were advised she was going to be here today. This is a case of the City of Ocala versus Adriana Solomon. Our liens on this particular property, because we had 16 other cases with her, but on this particular property were $97,916.20. The city would reduce the fine portion to $5,000. We would still like to recoup all of our costs of $11,500. And $291, and administrative costs of $125, which would reduce this lien from $97,916.20 to $16,916.20. She wasn't really concerned about these liens until she needed to sell another property.
I was going to say, how many prior cases has she got?
16 with her, and then of course we had a few with her and her husband as well, where they're both
okay.
Listed as.
So there's multiple liens out there.
Yes, sir. There's several liens.
And
she wanted us
tell
to
me
just
your recommendation again.
We would reduce the fine to $5,000,
mm-hmm,
and remain the cost to the city of $11,500 in remediation, $291 in remediation, and the $125 in administrative costs, which would reduce the total lien to $16,916.20.
Again, I'll grant the staff her request for a reduction and adopt the staff recommendation with the additional caveat that the reduced amount must be paid within 60 days or it reverts back to the original total.
The next case on the agenda, COM 100323, has already been resolved by this magistrate. That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda for the next page, COM 110487. I have a copy of the petition here, and consistent with what this magistrate has done and with what the code board has done on a first offender with the occupational license, we reduce the penalty of $250 imposed by state law to zero. So if they just take care of their license, which is the interest, the original license amount plus the interest, within 10 days.
So ordered. Okay, Massey.
That brings us to old business.
Okay.
If we could run a consent agenda for noncompliance on Massey hearings.
Okay, are all the ones listed there on the agenda noncompliant?
Yes, sir, and we do have a copy of the affidavit of noncompliance on all of the case files.
Okay, I find noncompliance, order the fines per prior orders, and that the liens be recorded.
Thank you, sir. At this time, the city would respectfully request a motion to include all of the testimony, evidences, and presentations presented at this hearing today into the record.
So done.
That concludes it for us.
Great. Any other business? If not, we're adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Great. That's a bunch of cases today.
Yeah.